AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA. We are, as we have done the last number of years, asking you to help us pack the pantry at the Bowery Mission. You may say, well, Kev, why does the Bowery Mission need help packing its pantry? Well, how would you like to try to feed 80,000 people between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, which is kind of what they do? So they need help making sure that the food is there and that they are able to fill those needs as they are presented. In fact, it's been a real pleasure of our audience and of this radio show and this radio station for the last number of years to be able to pack the pantry specifically for Thanksgiving Day itself, where more than 7,000 meals will be served, and you can provide 100 of those meals for a one-time gift of $160. That's $1.59 per meal, and $160 will provide the full Thanksgiving dinner, the turkey, the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the sweet potatoes, the cranberry sauce. Am I making you hungry? I'm making myself hungry. But all of it homemade, all of it made on site. They'll start cooking a week in advance. Those ovens will go 24 hours a day, and it is really an amazing thing to watch happen. And it is a reminder that all the good things of the holidays are then around the corner, that Thanksgiving leads into Christmas. Christmas leads into the new year. And as we celebrate the renewal of all that is good and we give thanks, this is a way to help those who may believe they have nothing to give thanks for, a different perspective on life. And you can provide those meals when you call 646-362-3127. Now, that doesn't go to an answering service. That goes directly to the Bowery Mission. And you can give your gift right now, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. And if you're hearing this in after business hours, call during business hours, or call and leave your name and number and ask them to call you back so that you can give your gift, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Mark Dixon is with us from the Bowery Mission. He's the Associate Community Life Director for the Bowery. And, Mark, thank you for being here. There are a lot of components to the Bowery's work, and many times the plate of food is an entry into the bigger life of the Bowery. Talk to us about what the other programs entail for people that take that next step and say, you know what, I really want to get serious about turning my life around. What is it that Bowery offers them, and how does it work?
So we have, and thank you for having me on. I'm really humbled to be here. Just to answer your question, we have quite a few different programs, specifically our Choose Help and Make Progress program. So Choose Help is that plate of food that you were discussing that helps someone and meet their immediate needs. And so we meet those immediate needs of each person, and then as we invest in that person, they will choose help. And so they will meet with an ambassador who will do what's called a needs assessment. And then we will determine through a social worker, through what's called an ASI, that's an addiction severity index, and determine which Make Progress program will best suit the needs of that individual. It could be a long-term program or a short-term program if that person doesn't necessarily have to overcome an addiction, but needs help finding a job and finding stable housing and those sorts of things.
You combine hospitality. You do it in a very specific way. What is radical hospitality, and how does it guide the way the staff members connect with the New Yorkers that come through their doors?
Radical hospitality is really speaking to us getting to know one another. Getting to know someone's name, making a connection, and we want to really build trust. You know, normally you have to know someone's name in order to build trust. People aren't just going to trust you because they see you or because you wear a Bowery Mission logo or whatever logo you might have. So we like to get to know each other by their names, and we're a faith-based organization. And so we're called to do that in Isaiah 43:1. You know, the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, and I have called you by name, you are mine. And so we're trying to reflect our belief in that.
We're speaking with Mark Dixon, who is the Associate Director of Community Life. And friends, the reason this is important is because when we feed them on Thanksgiving Day, when we have the food available for Bowery to craft the meal and give the meal, they actually take the time to take that meal to the table, to sometimes sit down with that person and begin the very process that Mark was just describing, finding out who they are, finding out what their story is. Before and during the pandemic, Mark, what impact did you see about the personal connections that your teams make with guests? How did it change? How did it work? Were they successful in making those connections?
Well, it was really tough at first because we are so inclusive. And as I was talking about, we want to build that trust. And so there became a barrier all of a sudden. Our guests wouldn't understand why we couldn't allow them in. And part of trauma-informed care, because most of our guests and ourselves experience trauma, is consistency. And so when the pandemic hit, it broke that consistency and it caused a huge disruption in how we were able to care. We would play music on the sidewalk. We would, you know, really just kind of engage with them through dancing and singing and other verbal type of affirmations, and didn't rely so much on our nonverbal communication just to remind the guests there that we're there to serve. And so we would get to know them through those types of things.
Everything that Mark is describing starts with the beginning of that relationship, which is a plate of food. And on this Thanksgiving Day, they're going to be able to be back indoors. They're going to be able to welcome them to the tables there in the Bowery Mission. This is going to be kind of a reversion back to what they had done in years past. You may remember last year we had to alert you that they were going to be serving meals outside the mission, taking them to the people outside the facility. But this year, with indoor dining being reallowed, when it gets colder, they're going to be able to do just that. And that's why we want to make sure the pantry is full. We want to make sure that they have the food necessary to feed and to love on those that come and are looking for them. Mark, how does someone go from experiencing homelessness and coming just for a meal to joining the residential program? Talk about how that happens.
Oh, absolutely. And earlier I had talked about those programs, but specifically, we have people on each site that can start that process. So the community life team that I direct normally will get to know someone and realize that they're wanting to take that step to get help. And so we will direct them to an ambassador, and that ambassador we'll then have a needs assessment with that person, just finding out what their needs are and direct them to a social worker who then can evaluate and determine which program we have that will help this person succeed. We really have a strategic handoff process in which we try to be very trauma-informed and timely because we don't want people to change their minds about getting that help. So we have people dedicated to those specific steps in order to gain entry into our program.
Friends, the phone number is 646-362-3127. When people have that plate of food, when they are a bit disarmed and begin to build trust with the person that speaks with them, when they begin to find out about the residential program and they begin to go through that, when they begin to hear that Jesus Christ has an intention for their life and that it's not where they are, but that it is ready to help them get to a new place in life. These are all little, pinpricks of hope that just kind of break through the darkness. And it all starts with the plate of food. It all starts with that meal. It all starts with that turkey and potato and stuffing and cranberry sauce and pumpkin pie. And it begins with that moment where they feel love for the first time. And they're able to go from there to what God has for them, many of them going through the programs that the Bowery Mission offers for men, for women, for families, for kids. It is really an amazing thing. We are so proud that we've been able to be part of the process for the last number of years, supplying the food. But we can't do it without your help. For $160, you could supply 100 of the 7,000 meals that they need. Will you help us right now? The phone number is 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, or you can click on the Bowery Mission banner at the top of the webpage at WMCA.com. Mark Dixon of the Community Life Team at the Bowery Mission, thank you for all your work and everything that you're doing.
Oh, thank you so much for what you're doing. Without you and without people like you, we couldn't live our life of service the way that we do. So God bless you and thank you.
Thank you. Mark Dixon of the Bowery Mission. Friends, don't let that service be in vain. Get that food in that pantry. Let's help them fire up those ovens and get that Thanksgiving feast on the table this year. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. Or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Barbecue grill ready? Check. Favorite jersey washed? Check. Lucky socks not washed? Check. Tickets good to go? Check. It's not even game day yet, but when it is, we'll be ready on the Army Sports Network.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Black Knights travel to Muncie, Indiana to take on Ball State on New York's home for Army football. AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Hi, I'm Jackie Dorman. Have you ever caught yourself believing you'll never find a deeply fulfilling relationship with a marriage-minded Christian man? Well, you're not alone, and I can relate. For years, I believed I would never find the love of my life. If you're feeling stuck in negativity, I invite you to join me in my free Married in 12 Months 5-Day Challenge at lovestories.com. That's lovestories.com.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Now it's time for Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. Each Friday, Sabal bringing you delicious, top-quality recipes that you can make right at home. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this exquisite recipe from Sabal Meats. You can find these or any of the products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. This week's recipe is chickpea salami salad. Chickpeas, also known as garbanzos in Spain and Latin American countries, are a member of the pea family. Chickpea mixed with our Jimenita campesino, which is a Hispanic-style luncheon loaf made with beef and pork, makes a delicious combination to enjoy. If you are on the run or want to create a fast and easy meal, enjoy this refreshing and delicious salad with Jimenita campesino salami. Sabal's chickpea salami salad includes 2 cups of cherry tomatoes and chickpeas, 1/2 cups of roasted peppers and red onions, but most importantly, 2 delicious cups of Sabal's large diced Jimenita campesino salami. First, cut up all your vegetables and salami into strips and put them all in a bowl. Then season your mix with 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 1/4 cup of parsley. Once all your ingredients are in the bowl together, now it's time to mix everything. When ready, serve it chilled or at room temperature for that rich quality taste. The perfect combination of flavors between soft and creamy with the quality seal of Sabal Meat Products, more than 1/2 century of tradition and quality. Mouth-watering recipes like the chickpea salami salad are what has established the brand and prestige of Sabal Meats. To see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad, visit WMCA's Facebook page at AM 570, The Mission. Don't miss out on this delicious recipe that you can bring right to your front door. One more time, see the full recipe for the chickpea salami salad on WMCA's Facebook page at AM 570, The Mission. This has been this week's Sabal Meats Recipe of the Week. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 50 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. The Republicans want no part of a debt ceiling hike, and good for them. Democrats wanted the White House. They got it. Democrats wanted to keep the House in 2020. Speaker Pelosi got her wish. Barely. Democrats wanted the Senate majority. Now Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has it. Democrats have all they need to bring up their giant spending bill to the floor, including massive tax hikes and a debt ceiling increase attached. The nation is out of borrowing authority, so Congress must either pass a hike in the debt authority, pass a standalone bill as part of a stopgap measure, or as part of the massive spending and tax bill. The last option won't require any GOP votes, but it would require Democrats to get an agreement among themselves on which taxes to raise, how much to spend, when to spend it, and on who. The Republicans should have no part of this inflationary giant boondoggle. Republicans need to have message discipline. Just say no.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, asking you to help us change this world, the world around us, that this time of year begins to turn our thoughts towards the holidays. In fact, I had this feeling that in just a few weeks, let's see, what about 8 weeks from now? Maybe not even that long. It'd be closer to maybe four to six weeks, depending on when this airs. You will be preparing your table for Thanksgiving Day dinner. You'll be inviting friends. You'll be gathering children, loved ones around. There will be a beautiful time where you will share food together, and there will be this warmth and this comfort and this presence that the people that we're trying to help today won't experience on that day. At least they won't if we don't help the Bowery Mission provide that for them that day. We're talking about the great Thanksgiving Day feast at the Bowery Mission. In fact, for a one-time gift of $160, you can provide 100 meals of those 7,000 that they need for that day. If we just had 70 of you that were able to do that, we would be able to supply all 7,000 meals. So would you consider making a gift of $160 to Bowery Mission so that they can feed 7,000 people that will not have a decorated table, that will not have a warm hearth to gather around? They won't have friends and family that are with them. They will have the Bowery Mission trying to provide that for them. But without the Bowery Mission, they would have none of that. Someone who knows a little bit about this is Rafael Lopez, and we're going to get to know his story a little bit better over the next few minutes. Rafael, welcome. Thank you for being with us. It's Kevin McCullough, and I'm glad to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let's talk a little bit about your story. What brought you to the Bowery Mission?
Well, over the last 7 years, life had gotten into a downward spiral. Divorce, the pandemic, I found out I had cancer, and then homelessness on top of all that. It was a confusing time.
And how did you hear about and who directed you into the direction of the Bowery Mission?
Well, a friend of mine knew about the mission, and so we went there. I spent 3 weeks in their overnight shelter, and from there, eventually I got transferred over to the Bowery Mission.
Bowery Mission likes to provide kind of individualized plans for each person, and as you were getting familiar with the program, how do you think your plan helped your individual needs?
Well, at one point, I was speaking to some of the staff members, and they were helping me to think along lines of doing something that I would like to do. So I thought about what my skills were and how I'm fluent in both English and Spanish. And then I thought, well, why don't I try going into what comes up? The Bowery Mission, they allowed me access to their computer lab, and I began to do searches. And I joined a couple of agencies, and since then, the work has been pouring in, gather what I needed in order to be able to move out of the Bowery Mission and into my own place.
That had to feel very good. What's been a challenging part of your life transformation process with the Bowery?
Working face-to-face with the public because of the pandemic. My brand of health, the fact that I can facilitate communication between the clinician, say, and the patients. I get to see them receive the help in real time. I'm not filling out paperwork and hoping that something will be okay. down the line, I get to see them receive the help. And that's rewarding for me.
How are things going in your life now? How would you characterize where you are now?
Completely different than last year. I have steady work. I have a place to stay. I spoke to my doctors recently, and they labeled me as no disease detected as far as the cancer goes.
How do you use your story to encourage other people?
I had asked the staff if they had business cards, and what I've been doing is I got those in the mail, and what I'm doing now is I'm walking through the streets, and whenever I encounter someone homeless, I'll share a piece of my story, and I'll give them the business card, letting them know that the Bowery Mission does exist and that there is help that is available. I'm just grateful. I'm grateful that the Bowery Mission exists because it did help me through a very tough time.
Raphael, we're asking listeners to help provide the plates of food that they serve on Thanksgiving Day. And you know firsthand how important it is to be introduced to the Bowery, not to just hear about it, not to just know about it, but to actually go there and experience it. Why would you encourage my listeners to provide those meals for that important feast that day?
Something as simple as a meal is encouraging. It's uplifting. It helps the person that's in the middle of the chaos to know that there is hope.
Encouraging indeed. And friends, this is why I want you to not only take note of Raphael's story, but get involved and be part of the story. When you give a gift to the Bowery Mission, 646-362-3127 is the number. You're providing that same introduction to the same services that his friend showed Raphael by introducing them to the Bowery, giving them that plate of food. You open up a whole new life, and it's one that involves a spiritual component, introducing them to Jesus Christ, letting them know that Jesus loves them and gave his life for them, wants the very best for them. And they do that through the context of receiving a meal that is full of love and warmth and is exquisitely delivered with white linen tablecloth and china and silver and everything else. They set it out. They make it a special feast for that person that day as they are encountering them where they are in life. And hopefully they can bring Jesus to encounter them and intersect in their life as well. Here's that phone number, 646-362-3127. $160 will give 100 meals. We need a total of 70 of you to make that commitment, or some multiple of it. If you do 320, you can provide 200 meals. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Please call right now and be as generous as you can. A $1,600 gift, by the way, would supply 1,000 meals. We had a few people do that last year, but they'll need 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day. Can you help right now? 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127, or give online at WMCA.com. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition, at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough. I trust Swift Home Buyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman. To learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1-2-3-4-5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1-2-3-4-5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The mystery of Two Creations author Emmanuel J. Charles' first time reveals the secret of creation account from the book of Genesis, which was unknown to mankind for ages. Pastors and evangelists can start teaching creation account in churches boldly without any doubt or hesitation. Many young students who are walking away from the faith due to lack of evidence to refute the theory of evolution will find answers in this book. Adam and Eve were not evolved from animals, but created by God Almighty. God of the creation is the God of science. Visit Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com to purchase your copy today.
Get your copy of The Mystery of Two Creations by Emmanuel Charles at Barnes & Noble or Amazon today.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors & Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, and we are once again partnering with the Bowery Mission to help feed hungry people on Thanksgiving Day. In fact, there's a goal for Thanksgiving Day to stock a pantry so that they can serve up to 7,000 meals. 7,000 meals on Thanksgiving Day. And between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day, more than 80,000 meals will be served in this all-important, crucial time of year where the Bowery Mission serves as big a need as it ever does year-long. And back with me is James Macklin, who I don't think I ever actually have ever known his official title at the Bowery Mission. I know they give him one, but he's just Mr. Bowery Mission as far as I can tell. He's the face. He's the hug. He's the warm word of encouragement. He'll greet you at the door. He'll serve you a plate of food. He'll make sure that everything that you experience when you're there. And then he'll go tell his stories about what the Bowery Mission is doing all over the world. And it's great to have him back with us. James, always look forward to my chance to visit with you. Thank you so much for being here. Let me ask
Thank you.
You got it. Let me ask you, you've been at Bowery a little while now. Reflect on your time there, not only as you received services, first of all, in the residential program, but even today where you're in charge of the outreach and you're working on so many different levels and fronts. In that reflection, what have you seen change in the way the Bowery Mission serves New Yorkers over the years?
Well, nothing has really changed, Kelly. It's that the COVID has made us do things a little differently. You know, we haven't had chapel services in about a year and almost a half, I guess. We're trying to restart that. But it's just a scary type of situation, you know. No one is coming on the inside to sit down for a hot meal like normally. But we're still getting it done, and people are supporting us as we do this. We're giving out bag lunches and breakfasts and coffee and showers and all that type of stuff. But COVID has really thrown us for a loop.
Yeah.
Well, Not only us, but the other organizations like this.
It's my understanding that for Thanksgiving this year, you're going to have the opportunity to return indoors for the first time. And I just imagine how that's going to feel, being able to serve those meals and sit with people at tables again and give them that plate of food. What do you envision the day being like?
You gave me a shot in the arm. You told me something that no one said to me. I'm so happy to hear that we're going to do that again. What a magnificent thing to do. People need us. I tell you, we need them.
Friends, if you want to catch some of the vision for yourself as to what the Bowery is doing, I would really strongly encourage you to call them and give a gift right now, 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. James, I've said it over and over again, and you've heard me say it over the years, that plate of food is the first introduction to Jesus for many people. Describe the plate of food. Describe the process of the tablecloth and the silver and really the picture that Bowery intends to give to that client when they come in.
The picture is love, showing you dignity and respect, and most of all, teaching you that you are one of God's creation. And we are here to display His love to you in all that we do.
And that's why it's a big, beautiful plate of china, and it's got turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes and cranberry sauce, and there's homemade pumpkin pie, and there's rolls, and there's real silverware, and there's, you know, actual, it's none of this disposable throwaway stuff. Your gift of $1.59 supplies that plate of food. Your gift of $160 supplies 100 of the 7,000 meals that they need. And if you wanted to do something really ambitious, $1,600 would supply 1,000 of the 7,000 meals. You could do that as well. But, friends, we need you to do this. We do this every year, and the pantry fills along as we go, and hopefully we have it packed to the brim so that they can begin those ovens the week before Thanksgiving. Cook 24 hours a day, round the clock, to make sure they have all the food prepared, and then be able to love people Thanksgiving Day and beyond. Like I said, 80,000 meals up until New Year's Day, just between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, 80,000 meals anticipated throughout the universe that is the Bowery Mission. James Macklin, Director of Outreach, thank you for being with us today. Appreciate you and your heart and what you've done for all these years. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for being you, Kevin. And it's
you got
always
it.
A pleasure to be with you.
Amen. All right. Again, that phone number, 646-362-3127, or online at WMCA.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their life. You know that. But he didn't stop at just creating the best pillow. Now Mike has gone and done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop this technology. The My Slippers are designed to wear indoor or out all day long, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and they're made with quality leather suede. I know, I'm wearing mine right now. For a limited time, Mike is offering 50% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable, you'll want to get some for the whole family. So call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA. or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code WMCA. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-651-0798 and use promo code WMCA.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you'll be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with three former high-ranking correction officials who say they were fired when they uncovered numbers on jailhouse violence that were being suppressed. It's Reaching Out this Saturday afternoon at 2 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA.
COVID vaccines are not perfect, and effectiveness tends to weaken with time. Vaccinated people are still vulnerable. The flu is also projected to be widely prevalent this fall and winter. To be safe, monitor your family regularly for fever and speak with your healthcare provider at the first indication of fever. Protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
You're listening to AM 570 and FM 102.3, The Mission, WMCA, where we every single day ask you to help us change the world around us. And this week, this month, these days, we are asking you to help us by contributing to the Bowery Mission so that they can supply meals to those who have nowhere else to go on Thanksgiving Day. I think if you compare your own life with what you will plan on doing on that day, I think that you will find a few things in common. All of us listening right now probably have these things in common. We'll probably be with people that we know and love. They may be family. They may be friends. They may be people that are from our church or from our local area that on some level we feel an affinity with. And in the process, there will be some good food that's put on the table. And that might include some turkey or some mashed potatoes or some pumpkin pie. It will certainly be a day in which we should be directing our hearts to be thankful for the many things that we have to be thankful for in this life. And as I said, for those of us listening right now, there's going to be a lot of similarities and a lot of commonalities in the experiences that we all share. But for the people that will come to the Bowery Mission that day, if the Bowery was not there for them, it would be an entirely different world. There would be no warm plate of food with turkey and mashed potatoes and pumpkin pie. There would be no one there to care about them and no one there to take them and talk with them and get to know them. And that's why we have asked you to consider sponsoring 100 meals for Thanksgiving Day. Now, you may be thinking, Kev, I can't imagine supplying 100 meals. Well, if you know they're only $1.59 per meal and that $1.59 will supply that huge, enormous plate of food and perhaps life-giving change to the person's life, suddenly becomes very affordable. In fact, I did some research a couple of years ago, and I found out if you order a Thanksgiving Day dinner for like 10 people for your family, you're spending about $150. Well, for $160, you can supply Thanksgiving Day dinner for an additional 100 people at the Bowery Mission that will be coming through. They're $1.59 each. $160 would supply 100 meals, and we need at least 70 of you that will do that. Table to table, will you match your table to someone that you don't even know and say, yeah, our table's going to supply 100 meals this Thanksgiving? Well, that's why we're here. And here's the phone number where you can call and give your gift to make that happen. It's 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. 646-362-3127. You can also go online to WMCA.com and just click the Bowery banner at the top of the page. Joining us right now is a lady by the name of Denise McFoy, and I'm curious how you would summarize what brought you to the Bowery the first time.
If you had asked me that a few years ago, I would have given you the same testimony that I've been giving for years in regards with me living with my brother in my brother's apartment with my daughter and my grandson in a one-bedroom. Things were horrible. I say God brought me to the Bowery.
What was your experience like when you first got there? What struck you about the place?
It didn't seem real because walking into that beautiful red door, I was scared. I was really terrified. I've never been in the position where I had to reach out outside of my family for help because I'm the baby of 17 brothers and sisters. So for me to reach outside of my family to receive help, and I walk into that door, it didn't seem real because everyone from the time I walked in the door was, they were loving, they were supportive, they were comforting. Everything that I needed to feel safe when I walked in that door, I received it, but it wasn't real. I thought it was a catch. This cannot be real. There can't be something like that to out there without wanting something from me. But I was wrong. They were so genuine. They were so loving. They were so supportive. I'll never, ever forget, and never, ever, ever forget the Bowery.
How do you think your plan focused you and helped you on your individual areas of need?
The first time I got there, the intake, they sat with me and got to know me and asked me questions, personal questions. The plan was geared towards my personal need. I was dealing with a lot of trauma, but I didn't deal with, I wouldn't say dealing with, I had a lot of trauma that I didn't dealt with. They were there to help me face and walk through the trauma that I had suppressed and didn't want to deal with. Then they had educational program, job search program, a job readiness program.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that you, whatever it is that you need, if you needed to get your GED, anything, whatever it is that you need, they work with you individually. So they did all of that for me.
And how are things now? Looking back all these years later,
things are not perfect because life happens to all of us, and life happens and it will keep happening. But I think being at the Bowery and being able to deal with my different traumas and situations prepared me for all the things that life will bring and will continue to bring. Mm-hmm. I can face them and not be overtaken by them.
People are listening, and they're listening to your life, and they're hearing the impact that Bowery had in your life and for hundreds of others that we've tried to highlight over the years. But they're considering whether or not they're going to give 100 of those 7,000 meals that they need to serve on Thanksgiving Day. Why would you encourage our listeners to dig in their pocket and come up with the money to help supply meals for people that don't have them on that day?
I would say to the people listening, giving to the Bowery, you are changing lives, because the Bowery does things in such excellent way with what you give them to make each client feel like they're loved and that they're we are needed in this world. And it just motivates us to, and it encourages us the way the love and nurturing that these meals, they're prepared. It's amazing. It's like mind blowing just being there, because it's they do it with such love and such excellence to make us feel good about ourselves.
Yeah.
So if you choose to give, you're changing lives, you're changing minds, you're changing hearts, because being there, I was able to see God's love towards me and towards His people, because God is using you and your generosity to bless and encourage others that need to be encouraged.
So Denise McFoy, these are great words, and you have a great story, and I'm so grateful that you spent time to tell us about it today. Thank you for all that you're doing and all that God's doing in you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're more than welcome.
Friends, here's what I need you to do. I need you to help play a role in the next Denise's story. We don't know who's going to come through the doors, but 646-362-3127 will change a life. 646-362-3127, 646-362-3127. Call right now. Hi, Kevin McCullough. It may have been quite a while since you've had a good autumn signature family barbecue or tailgate party for the college football season. Bring back that great fall activity with the one and only Sabal Meat Products. Try the unmistakable Latin flavor of Campesino Salami Especial or Jamonita Campesino from Sabal Meat Products today. The Campesino Salami Especial is a flavorful blend of fine meat and spices. It tastes great, it's high in protein, and it's gluten-free. The Jamonita Campesino is a blend of salami and ham, and also delicious and high in protein. And they're both perfect for tailgating, backyard grilling, sandwiches, salads. You can find these and any of their products at a supermarket near you, including BJ's, Costco, Jetro, Stop and Shop, and Sam's Club. Pick up Sabal Meat Products today. Don't forget to head to am570themission.com for a chance to win a whole basket of delicious grilling goodies. And remember, if you don't see their logo from the start, don't put it in your shopping cart. Sabal Meat Products, over 45 years of tradition and quality. Make it your tradition today. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
The Mystery of Two Creations author Emmanuel J. Charles' first time reveals the secret of creation account from the book of Genesis, which was unknown to mankind for ages. Pastors and evangelists can start teaching creation account in churches boldly without any doubt or hesitation. Many young students who are walking away from the faith due to lack of evidence to refute the theory of evolution will find answers in this book. Adam and Eve were not evolved from animals, but created by God Almighty. God of the creation is the God of science. Visit Amazon.com and BarnesandNobles.com to purchase your copy today.
Get your copy of The Mystery of Two Creations by Emmanuel Charles at Barnes & Noble or Amazon today.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, final few minutes. Cannot stress enough how important it is that we get this pantry filled today. Today, tomorrow, however long it takes us. We need to get all 7,000 of those meals stocked in that pantry. That's going to be a ton of turkeys. I officially measured. It's about a ton and a half, something like that. I'm kidding. But it's going to be even more potatoes. It's going to require a whole mesa. And that's a technical southern term. See, I grew up in the south. A mess of green beans. It's going to require two or three of those. And we're going to need, plenty of pumpkin pie, plenty of cranberry sauce, plenty of gravy. To be able to provide all of that for one person on Thanksgiving Day for $1.59 is really remarkable. Because I would beg of you, if you're having people over for Thanksgiving, and you go and you do the Stop and Shop or the Whole Foods or the wherever you go and you get it. I mean, you're going to spend for a family of 5 to 8 people, something like that. You're going to spend $130 to $180 somewhere in there to get, the basic Thanksgiving Day meal put together. And even that's a good value for that many people. I mean, and it's depending on where you get it, it's probably really tasty and saves you a lot of time. But for that same amount of money, $160, you could provide 100 meals. You could provide Thanksgiving dinner for 100 people. And, I kind of think of it like if you just tack that onto your budget and say, okay, we're going to serve our family for this amount, and then we're going to put this amount towards Bowery, you can think of that as additional people that you're entertaining and feeding for the actual holiday. And then you can spend part of Thanksgiving Day praying for them. Because as you've been hearing, the work just begins when they get there on Thanksgiving. That they're just starting through the process becoming familiar with the person, getting them enrolled in the program, et cetera, et cetera. So my beg of you would be, please consider doing 100 meals. There are 7,000 meals needed. That's 70 of you doing 100 meals, maybe, 35 of you doing 200 meals, which that's not even that bad. That's $320. There's still be people that will spend that much, all Thanksgiving weekend. But here's the real need. Bowery is going to try to feed 80,000 meals between Thanksgiving Day and New Year's Day. Now, can you imagine making that much food to feed that many people? But that's what the demand is going to be because of the weather, because of the time of year, the season, and all the problems that we have as a city. This is why our one time a year when we do something for New York expressly, we get really excited about it. And I hope that you will jump on board. Here's the phone number, 646-362-3127. If you call during business hours, they'll answer it live. 646-362-3127. If you have to leave a message, say, please call me back. I want to give a gift to the Bowery. They will call you back. 646-362-3127 if you call after hours. But you can also give online. Just go to WMCA.com and click the Bowery button. WMCA.com and click the Bowery button or call 646-362-3127. All right, more stories tomorrow. We're going to get this done, folks. Come on, let's do it together. Kevin McCullough, talk to you then.